Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Fred Hammond with I Will Trust, one of my all-time favorites. You know me and music, of course. So when I keep saying my all-time favorite, you must know it truly is, because that's pretty much what I do almost every single day of my life. Just, you know, enjoying some good, great, palatable music. And a very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. It is still Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart with Lukom Gwedi Phuthi. And with me in studio today, and this is going to be quite interesting listening to this. So I've got Tlhezipi Machizana, and she's coming from In Pursuit, which is a renewable energy company. She'll tell us more about it. But what's really funny for me, and I'm like, is the fact that her name is Tlhezipi. Now you're thinking, why? Tlhezipi means where have you been, right? And where has she been? Because we've needed this. So Tlhezipi, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon.
Do you know why I'm asking Tlhezipi? A day ago, I think, or 2 days ago myself, I had a conversation with my husband, and I said, it was yesterday actually, I was looking at some generators and whatnot. And I said to him, hey, yes, babe, I'm thinking business has really gone down now. But what I really wish we could do as a society is that while we're still in the dip of load shedding, and there's no load shedding, that we could continue just using these alternative energy sources that we have, just to make sure we don't go back there, because that's a place we don't want to go to. We don't want to be forced to use the gas. We don't want to be forced to use the generator, because all of a sudden we don't have electricity. And so I'm like, what? We're talking about renewable energy. This is the perfect person. So Tlhezipi, tell us firstly, who is In Pursuit? Who are you guys? What exactly do you do?
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. So In Pursuit Renewable Energy is an energy services company. We provide alternative energy solutions. So we are not a solar company,
okay,
but we help with solutions that include solar. But in that basket of solutions, you also have energy efficiency solutions. You also have other technologies that are renewable, such as wind, hydro, gas to energy to a certain extent, and also then hybrid systems that also interact with the national grid.
Wow. Do you want to break down that into layman's language? I'm kidding. So basically, while you do that, do you do this for smaller companies? Do you do this, you know, in association with government? Or are you a company that can simply say, hey, because I learned that in some estates, they literally run their own grid or whatever you call it. So is that what you guys do, or who's your focus exactly?
Yeah, so we service residential. We service small business, quite passionate about that area, because we are a small business ourselves, so we know the impact of power outages on small business. We also service big business as well, which is also impacted by power outages. And then in the bigger scheme of things, we are now developing projects where we want to contribute our power generation to the national grid. I'm glad that you talk about certain estates that are becoming independent from what we call the national grid. Definitely, that is the next phase where we are going in South Africa. So that is the phase of microgrids.
Okay.
So microgrids are basically subgrids where areas can decide to have autonomy and own and control their power generation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So maybe just clue me up on this one. So they create their own. What does that say in relation to these tariff hikes and whatnot? Does this only speak of your Eskom given electricity, or does this also affect, is there perhaps, let's say, do they regulate that space?
Yes. So it is a regulated space in South Africa. I mean, technically so, because we do have quite a robust regulation in our electrical industry as well. Because also these microgrids have to speak to the national grid.
Oh.
So they will have to be regulated, because the quality of the power that they put back into the national grid should not affect, you know, the efficiency of the national grid in servicing the rest of the country. And so that's how it works. And so it's quite an interesting area, like I said. And so it's really an area that we must explore, especially those parties that are quite keen in taking ownership of their power.
So what then would you say to me is the benefit then of going private with your likes? How does that then help our society as well? If, for instance, because I know now I'm focusing on the tariff issue, but in general, what would you say is then the benefit of actually pursuing Abo In Pursuit?
So companies like In Pursuit assist those who've made a decision to go independent. And there are many reasons why, you know, certain areas or certain parties choose to go independent. Mm-hmm. And I think the pressing one indeed is the impact of load shedding.
Yeah.
But that, since it has dipped, we still need to look at this independence because the power prices are going up. Yes, I think I believe we're getting at least a 13% approved increase across all South African tariffs, residential, business and industry. And so that is another driving area. So I just wanted to go back to the point where at some point you were thinking, so what now that load shedding is gone?
Exactly.
But what has not gone is the increasing tariffs, because we need to maintain our infrastructure as a country. And so we still need that money to reinvest into the current infrastructure. So what are the benefits? The benefit is that you can then now, you know, introduce new technologies on how your energy is generated. And I think the world is moving towards technologies that are friendly to the environment. And so this is the benefit, where then citizens can come together and decide that going forward, our energy is going to be clean energy. And our impact on the environment is going to be minimal from our consumption of energy. Now, secondly is the investments on these kind of new technologies like solar and battery energy storage and a combination of actually do offer competitive tariffs.
Okay.
Solar tariffs right now are cheaper than grid tariffs.
Oh, okay.
And so there's that benefit as well. And then thirdly, it is the, you know, the insulation from the impact of load shedding as a whole. And so when other areas... Should it come back? Remember, load shedding was when we didn't have sufficient capacity. But there's a new era of power outages where our infrastructure is failing. So that is what we call power outages. Those are happening much more often. And at some point in time, they might feel like load shedding because the areas will be out because infrastructure has just collapsed. And so taking ownership of your energy generation that then insulates you from that dependency on the national grid and being unable to have control on the solutions.
Yeah, I actually feel like this conversation, we should have had it like weeks and days and whatnot ago. I just feel it's so important. I love that out of everybody I got today, you had to be one of the people, because I really want us to be energy conscious as a country. Otherwise, we're going to shoot ourselves in the foot. Like we're saying, we're going to be back to blackouts, and that's the last thing that we need right now. So, Tlhezebi, thank you so much for your time. Maybe what is really important before I let you go, give us details. How do we connect with you guys for that business to start preparing for the unknown? We're not instilling fear, but we're saying this is our reality right now as a country. So how do we reach you guys?
Okay, so definitely it is the time to start preparing. And you can then also, you know, maybe get the solutions much more cost effectively right now. You can definitely make a better decision now that it's not an agent situation. So you can talk to us about what you need. So you can get us on our WhatsApp number, for example, 081-442-6710. You can also reach us through our website, which is www.inpursuitafrica.co.za. And those who'd like to have personal interactions, we have offices in Rivonia. Always welcome to come and have tea with us. Let us listen to you and really understand your core needs, because that's what's important in order to also promote energy efficiency as well. So you can get us there as well.
Thank you so much, Tezi V. Lovely having you with me, and all the best in your business.
Oh, thank you so much for this opportunity. Really appreciate it.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.